From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. T-minus 5 weeks and counting till the first caucus of the 2008 presidential elections. Both the Democratic and Republican fields remain crowded. The frontrunners get plenty of headlines, but the lesser knowns are still battling for attention. Their schedules are no less busy than those of the big names, and they all say, "Don't count me out." NPR's David Greene spent a recent evening following Democratic Senator Chris Dodd as he stumped at an American Legion Hall in Ames, Iowa.
If you didn't know the campaign schedule, you would have thought this was just an ordinary night at the Legion Hall. No stage setup, no microphone. There is a spread of hot food, pitchers of beer, and Mike Bryant.
We have a little Smokies and barbecue sauce. We have some chicken hot wings and we have my infamous Italian nachos.
That sounds very good. What are you drinking?
Well, I have a little Bud Light.
Fantastic. Mike's a former firefighter. Over the summer, the International Association of Firefighters gave Chris Dodd a big union endorsement, and Mike helped pull this Iowa event together. He says he knows three other Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards, are leading the Iowa polls.
There are three popular names in the group. We have a feeling that why we're working at this so hard is we have the feeling that once people know Chris Dodd, it's pretty easy to jump on the bandwagon with him.
But not everyone at the Legion Hall seems ready to jump.
I'm Randy Pohl, and I'll be voting for Barack Obama this fall, or next fall rather, but pulling for him all the way.
But you're at a Chris Dodd event tonight.
Yes, I am, and I had no idea that Dodd was going to have anything to do with this tonight. I just thought it was a happy hour with the other unions in the city, and that's why I'm here.
Randy works for the water pollution control plant in town. He's chatting, sipping beer, when Chris Dodd arrives. There are about 50 people in the room, and Dodd gets a warm welcome.
That's pretty good. If I had any sense, I'd just say thank you and shut up. It doesn't get any better than that. I'm very grateful.
Dodd says he's honored to be at a Legion Hall with photos of veterans around him. He says the war in Iraq is on a lot of minds.
And while the policy may have failed, and I believe it has, those kids in uniform have not failed. They've done one hell of a job for our country, and they ought to deserve forever.
Dodd says his quarter century of experience as a senator makes him a good choice for president. He says he is running against people with more celebrity.
Look, I know I'm not as well known, and I know I'm not as well financed. You know that as well as I do here. I suspect some of you came out tonight and said, "What am I really doing here? Who is this guy?"
Dodd says he's a guy who needs a boost from Iowa.
If I get the vote I think I can get out of Iowa in 34 days, believe me, I'll be a household name in 24 hours. I'll be on the cover of every magazine.
After Dodd wraps up, I stop to chat with Lisa Mont. She came to the event with her union.
I liked his speech, liked a lot of his values.
And she says she liked what Dodd said about the troops in Iraq.
The fact is that they're there, and that we need to support them as individuals, as people. They're doing their job. They're not doing anything wrong. You know, and I respect that, and I appreciate that sentiment.
Are you voting for Chris Dodd?
I am undecided.
And as long as there are enough undecided Iowans like Lisa, Chris Dodd keeps his flicker of hope alive in Iowa. David Greene, NPR News, Des Moines.